Blog Talk Radio.
How are you doing? Welcome to Home Based Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I had the pleasure of introducing the host. You know them. They're my two favorite people. Will you please join me in welcoming my great-grandma Elaine and Baba Jahi?
All right. Hey, thank you, Isaiah, for introducing our special show here tonight, the night before Black Friday. Yes, the night before Black Friday. And I want to thank the 23,218 people who have listened to a show here on Home Based Business 101, making this truly listener-supported radio. We thank you so much for chiming in and listening to shows that we do here on Blog Talk Radio under the banner of Home Based Business 101. Your support means so much to us. And hey, you know, tonight we're doing a special show on Black Friday. And before I get into some of the content, I want to share a couple of things with you. You know, Black Friday, what is Black Friday? Let's look and see with some definitions around here that deals with this term Black Friday and where it came from. And here we go right here. Excuse me. The earliest known reference to Black Friday to refer to the day after Thanksgiving was made in a 1966 publication on the day's significance in Philadelphia, January 1966. Black Friday is the name which the Philadelphia Police Department has given to the Friday following Thanksgiving. It is a term of endearment to them. Black Friday officially opens the Christmas shopping season in Center City. It usually brings massive traffic jams, overcrowded sidewalks, as the downtown stores are mobbed from opening to closing. So that's when, you know, they first started putting the term out. Black Friday was, you know, happened with incidents in Philadelphia. And then the term Black Friday began to get wider exposure around 1975, as shown by two newspaper articles from November 29, 1975, both Dateline Philadelphia. The first reference is in an article entitled Army versus Navy, A Dimming Splendor in the New York Times. Police, bus, and bus drivers call it Black Friday, the day each year between Thanksgiving and the Army-Navy game. It is the busiest shopping and traffic day of the year in the Bicentennial City as the Christmas list is checked off in the Eastern College football season nears conclusion. Also, there's another term in terms of, like, you know, definition. And, you know, it's associated with also the stores being able to end up in the black as opposed to being in the red. Store aisles, there's another article. It says, this was an Associated Press article entitled, Folks Are Buying Spree Despite Down Economy, which ran in the Titusville Herald on the same day, in November 29, 1975. Store aisles were jammed. Escalators were nonstop. People. It was the first day of the Christmas shopping season, and despite the economy, folks here went on a buying spree. That's why the bus drivers and cab drivers called the day Black Friday. A sales manager at Gimbel's said she watched a traffic cop trying to control a crowd of jaywalkers. They think in terms of headaches it gives them. Okay, so, you know, those are some of the origins of the word and definition of Black Friday. I don't know if our co-hosts will be joining us tonight. I know they're out and about, you know, with family and friends. Excuse me. Yeah, with family and friends, they're celebrating, you know, Thanksgiving, and so I don't know if my co-host is going to be joining us or not. They're waiting for her to get on the line. You know, so this is the night before Black Friday, and I got some other stuff I want to share with you around that. But Isaiah put together the special little piece that he wanted everybody to hear on the night before Black Friday. So let me play this piece that Isaiah did.
It was the night before Black Friday, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. They were tucked and snug, resting and sleeping, waiting to be woke up to get great big hugs, because they knew in the morning everybody would save money and then they would feel yummy, because they would have extra money and to fill their tummy. Ooh, that sounds yummy, yummy, yummy.
All right. I thank you, Isaiah, for that yummy, yummy, yummy piece about people being able to save money so they could fill their tummy. That's right, people. It's a great time to save money. And, you know, one of the ways we really want you to look at saving money is by saving money by doing the shopping online. Doing the shopping online, because Black Friday has sort of gotten, out of hand here. What I mean out of hand, nothing wrong with getting the savings and all of that. But in many cities, it's not uncommon to see shoppers lined up for hours before stores with big sales opens. Once inside the store, shoppers often rush and grab as many stores have only a few of the big draw items. Injuries and even fatalities are reported. On Friday, November 28th, 2008, a worker named Mr. Damore, a worker at a Walmart in Valley Stream, New York, was trampled to death by shoppers who broke through the store's glass doors minutes before the store's scheduled opening at 5 a.m. A pregnant woman was hospitalized from injuries in the same human stampede, so early reports of a result of miscarriage were determined to be an error. On the same day, two people in Palm Desert, California, were shot and killed in a Toys R Us store during an argument. So, people, you know, do you really want to go through all of that? Now, I know you want to save money, you want to get those deals. That's why we talk about shopping online and the importance of shopping online and taking advantage of the same deal that's in the store, but purchasing it online. And one of the ways you can do that is you can purchase it online through your very own free shopping e-commerce business site that we give away. You heard me right, that we give away, that allows you to go online and shop, you know. And tonight also at 12:01, we will be doing another show, Black Friday Shopping Spree Show, live, giving you stuff as it's posted right from our company in terms of our free online shopping mall and the deals that you can get right then and there starting at 12:01 tonight. So, you know, one of the things you want to do, and I'm already posted in the chat room, is the link where you can go and sign up for free, and that is www.zamzuu.freeagent.com/movements. UNLIMITED. Click that and, you know, go ahead and get your free site so you can take advantage of shopping. Yes, tonight from 12 o'clock a.m. to 2 a.m., we will have the Black Friday Shopping Spree Show right here on Home Based Business 101. And, hey, this is what we want you to do. Don't go to the mall. Hang out with us here on the Black Friday morning. Don't be a part of the stampede. Don't drive around and around looking for a parking space in the cold. Be a part of the 55% of people who will be shopping online this Black Friday. Put on your PJs and your fuzzy slippers and join Baba Jahi and Gail Walker as we share Zamzu deals hot off the press from your favorite stores on Black Friday morning starting at 12:01 a.m. We will also be sharing promo codes and email discounts. Then you can go back to bed and enjoy your day off, okay? That's what we're going to be doing from 12:01 to 2 o'clock tonight. And just so you know, I mean, some of the things that are coming up and some hot items out there in terms of what some of the stores are doing. Lane Bryant online sale today. Buy one, get one free. If you don't want to wait until tomorrow to shop, you can shop online all day and still take advantage of our buy one, get one free from Lane Bryant. Beat the lines, people. You can do that. Beat the lines. You know, hey, on buy.com, They have, you know, an online store, has tons of online specials. Romans, free shipping, orders of $50 or more. Same with Avenue. And Fashion Bug also has free shipping for online sales today. Get, you know, your site so that you can go on your site and not only take advantage of these deals, but get 30% of the vendor commission and also cash back. You heard me right. 30% of the vendor commission and be able to get cash back as you shop today. So you're going to save money. When I say save money, you're going to save anywhere from 20 to 30% on what you would normally spend on different items. And Sears has started theirs right now, their Thanksgiving sale, free shipping with the promo code SANTA, S-A-N-T-A. If you go to the Sears, the promo code you want to use is SANTA, and when you do that, you'll get free shipping on your items. So it's going to be a lot that we will be sharing, like I said, tonight at 12:01, in which we will be going through the Black Friday shopping spree show, giving you all of the information that you need to be able to help you save money, save money, save money, save money. I mean, this is going to be awesome, people. Really, really awesome. And, you know, we just look forward to being able to share that with you tonight. Also, Barnes & Noble is offering 30% off on items that they have. Again, you can get to Barnes & Noble through your free e-commerce site that we give away and, you know, be able to take advantage of those deals also. And, hey, it's just going to be so much fun to be able to sit back home, let your fingers walk over your keyboard, use your hand to move your mouse, and go from store to store without leaving your house. Hey, how did I make that rhyme? You know, I'm getting good at this. Boy, Isaiah, I know, would be real proud of me. I'm learning how to rhyme without thinking about it, okay? But, yeah, you want to be able to, you know, not have to leave your house and be able to shop and just take advantage of all of these tremendous, tremendous, tremendous discounts. And so I got another piece here that Isaiah wanted to share with you, and I'm ready to bring that piece up here 1 second. So hold on. All right, let me hit this piece by Isaiah.
If you're not Zanzuing, I do not know what you're doing. Because by Zanzuing, you get to save and make money. And that's my message to you.
All right. You heard Isaiah's message to you. If you're not Zanzuing, I don't know what you're doing. Because you can save and make money. That's right, people. 30% back. And, you know, some of the favorite stores that children like, we have a store on our site called Hobbytron. One of Isaiah's favorite stores, and I've been looking at some things on there that, you know, he's really interested in. And, you know, Hobbytron is a nice store. They have, like, remote airplanes, helicopters, and stuff like that a lot of children like. Remote cars, remote, you know, say remote, you're talking about, you know, remote control cars and items like that really gets people's attention. One of Isaiah's other favorite stores is Lego, and there's a game he wants called Lego Universe. So I found out what the children are interested in by talking to my grandson. He keeps me up to date on that. Then also we have on our site, we have GameStop. So, you know, if you got children with those Nintendo DSs, or if they got the PSP, or if you're thinking about getting a PSP, you know, there's a lot of stores that are offering tremendous discounts. We're going to have some of those tonight at 12 o'clock. Like I said, when we do our show from 12 to 2. So those of you that are listening right now, make sure that, you know, you chime back in if you're going to be up, you know, and listen with us and, you know, take advantage of those savings. Or, you know, if you don't catch us, if you, you know, had a long day, you know, when you go to sleep, you know, when you wake back up, just tune back into the show because you can catch it in the archive and listen for the deals that is going to help you save some money. And, you know, because remember, the deals online, they're going to be there. See, one of the frustrations that a lot of people said they had about this whole Black Friday thing is going to the store and they said there's limited items. You know, the store tells you they're going to have this item that's going to cost such and such. And, you know, you get there, there's only maybe only three of them. You got people fighting over them. Yeah, you know, I'm not exaggerating. Yes, people literally be fighting over items, and so you don't want to get caught up into that. So you know, let's have some peace. And the thing is this: you're going to be able to save, and you're going to be able to make money, and you can do it from the comfort of your home. This is the wave of the future, people. Another store, Overstock.com, has double deal sales and a dollar shipping and an extra 10% off of the already discounted merchandise. So, you know, that's another store that you want to go to on our site, Overstock.com. And, of course, you know you got Macy's and Walmart. And at night at 12, you know, we have my co-host Gail Walker, who's up there in New York, will be telling us some things about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which is, you know, one of the other things that's always been symbolic, you know, with this whole thing of when would the Christmas shopping start. The Christmas shopping officially starts right after the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. That's another little fact that I just found out earlier today when I was doing some research on this whole Black Friday piece. So that's, you know, when that starts. And also, you know, as we get ready, I know, you know, you're finishing up Thanksgiving, and some of you might still just be finishing up your dinner and getting ready to watch the third football game of the day or watching the third football game of the day. And then some of you, you know, sitting back and just thinking about, you know, what's coming up next. The next major big thing would be Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa coming up in the month of December. And, you know, regardless of which one you celebrate, I'm going to play this old song that sort of, you know, it's also associated with this time of the year, regardless whether you celebrate Christmas or not. A lot of people remember this old song by Nat King Cole. So let me put that on here for a second, and let's listen to that.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you. from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Okay, so as you think about those loved ones that, you know, you want to buy a special gift for, go ahead and buy it online this year so you can save yourself some money. And, you know, as Isaiah said, you know, you want to save yourself some money. Save yourself some money so you can have more to put in your tummy. And he said, that sounds real yummy, yummy, yummy. So I'm going to play that piece again by Isaiah. It's a little 30-second piece here. And so, hey, I feel like hearing that again as I think about, you know, not only do we want people to go and, you know, shop, the main thing is that we really want people to be able to save money. And by saving money and making money, you know, that you can do much more. One of the things that used to depress me when I used to live in Baltimore, Maryland, was January and February was the time when you would see the most people put out of their apartments. Yes, in Baltimore, when you don't pay your rent, they take your stuff and you stay it outside. Very cruel to me, very mean. And the reason I used to ask him, why does it seem like January and February the time that people get set out the most? And a wise elder told me, because people overspent on Christmas and didn't pay their rent. And I said, I understand they want to give somebody a gift, but I mean, to me, the gift for the most of all for the child would be making sure that our rent is paid so we have a roof over our head. And people say, yeah, I understand. That makes sense. But when people, you know, are trapped into thinking that the only way to express their love is through material things, then sometimes people, you know, get misguided in that direction. So one of the advantages of this whole Black Friday phenomena is that you can buy those gifts that you want without putting yourself in, I call financial hostility, that can really ruin things. You know, I mean, yeah, your child got a nice gift, but if your rent ain't paid, that's going to be really depressing. Y'all happy for about a week or two. So, you know, listen to what Isaiah had to say again.
It was the night before Black Friday, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. They were tucked and snug, resting and sleeping, waiting to be woke up to get great big hugs, because they knew in the morning everybody would save money and then they would feel yummy, because they would have extra money and to fill their tummy. Ooh, that sounds yummy, yummy, yummy.
All right. So take it from my 9-year-old grandson, you know. Yeah, if you're going to shop, you know, save money. Do it online. So as he said, you can have extra money to fill your tummy. And he said, that sounds yummy, yummy, yummy. Yeah, I mean, children, yeah, they want the gifts, but they also, when they're hungry, there's nothing like a child telling you, I'm hungry. You know, and you say, well, we ain't got nothing. You know, I'm hungry. You know, I mean, I'm pretty sure the child would much rather eat than have, you know, a toy and be hungry. So as my grandson said, you know, take advantage of these online shopping sales and specials that can put more money back in your pocket. You know, we have people participating in what's called the free revolution. And all you got to do is you get your free site, your free e-commerce home-based business in which you're able to go online and shop for free. We're the only company that gives our product away for free. You heard me right. We give our product away for free. You said, well, how do you make money giving away a product for free? Well, hey, that's very simple. You're going to save money, and as you save money, you're going to get 30% of the vendor commission back on all of your shopping and cash back, and in some cases, no sales tax and free shipping. All you got to do is go to www.zamzuufreeagent.com. MoveMentsAgent.com/movementsunlimited. Click that link. Set up your free site. No strings attached. We don't even ask you for your Social Security number or credit card, people, because we ain't trying to tap into your pocketbook. We've given away a gift that can help put money into your pocketbook, can help you save. That's what this is all about, you know. And as a broker, I give away, you know, we give away as many of these free sites as we want. And also, one of the things that you need to know, we also use this as a fundraising tool for our nonprofit. Because, you know, our nonprofit, we do work in here in Rocky Mount on gang prevention, delinquency prevention, and then also enlightening children and youth and adults, too, in cultural arts. And cultural arts and making sure that people are rooted and grounded in their culture so that you know, the people can have a higher, as Yana Van Zandt always says, a higher level of awareness. Because usually what causes us to have differences is our levels of awareness. Some of us are aware of a little bit, you know, a little bit more than somebody else. And sometimes we don't know how to share that difference, and so we attack one another. But really, it's a difference of in levels of awareness. And so that's the kind of work that we do in the community. And you know, so this is a great fundraising tool for us because basically we give away a free gift that helps people save and make money. And that's, you know, very, very important. You know, and people need to chime in on that and take advantage of that. And as I said, tonight, from 12 o'clock tonight to 2 in the morning, we will be back on these airwaves with the Black Friday Shopping Spree show. And, you know, you can chime in and you can listen to the deals that are going to be going on. And, you know, who knows? You might find an item or two that you was thinking about buying anyway, and now you'll be able to buy it using the site that we give you to access the store and not only purchase the item that you wanted to get and get a confirmation, but like I said, in most of these cases, we're looking at free shipping. And in some cases, if that store is not physically located in your state, that means free sales tax, cash back, and 30% of the vendor commission. Hey, you get all of that. Now, if you buy it off of, if you don't go through the site that we give you to access the store, then you'll get the product, you'll get the savings, but you won't get the 30% vendor commission. That is the power of the gift that we give you. We cut you in on how the money is distributed in terms of the profit. And that's something that people want to take advantage of. Hey, so that's going to do it for this edition of this special show, The Night Before Black Friday. And, hey, for those of you who's been out there listening via Facebook or actually listening live here on the Blog Talk switchboard, or those that listen through my conference call line switchboard, we want to thank you for chiming in. And check back with us later on tonight and listen to us live as we give you the deals. Well, you know what time it is now. We close all of our shows with our theme song. It's called My Time, My Time. So make it your time, make it my time, and always be a good time. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in.
Come on. We hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.